Should dancers track what they eat? This is a common question I get as a dietitian for dancers, and today we are covering whether or not food tracking is something that can be helpful for dancers or hurtful for dancers. Hi, I'm Rachel Fine. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist for dancers. Dancers work with me to build a lifestyle that encourages a non-restrictive approach to how we're eating. In other words, we learn how to utilize food as a tool that supports us rather than as a tool that feels limited or restrictive. And throughout this process, we tap into many principles from the intuitive eating paradigm as we work through my own framework, The Healthy Dancer, to build those supportive habits, specifically centered around rebuilding a dancer's body attunement, or the ability to listen to and decipher between hunger cues, fullness cues, and even satisfaction cues, along with rebuilding a dancer's ability to trust themselves around food or even around experiences like taking time away from the studio. So building trust that we can eat these foods to a point of comfortable fullness and building trust that taking time away from the studio will help us and not lead us further from our dance goals. But there's definitely a misconception when it comes to the idea of, and I quote, eating intuitively or eating in response to one's intuitive cues of hunger, and then, of course, listening to intuitive cues of fullness. Now, to those unfamiliar, intuitive eating can come across as being the I'm gonna eat when I'm hungry and I'm gonna stop when I'm full diet. But that unfortunately overgeneralizes the approach to the point of making it pretty unhelpful for most dancers. Same goes for the social media version of intuitive eating, where you're often seeing a plethora of food images, most often more indulgent food options like desserts and whatnot, when in fact, the approach in of itself is rebuilding our relationships with all foods, whether dancer diet culture has deemed those to be more indulgent or, and I quote, more clean options. Dancers can utilize the work of rebuilding their body attunement towards intuitive cues of hunger, fullness, and satisfaction, no matter what the food might be. The whole idea is that we are prioritizing our body's needs and moving away from external food rules or restrictive, regimented eating plans, calorie counts, macro counting that are telling us what foods we should eat, when we should eat, and how much we should eat. The only major obstacle, however, when it comes to this work and when it comes to the journey of fueling our bodies and providing our bodies with this baseline nourishment is that there are many obstacles within a dancer's day-to-day that make it very challenging for us to not only rebuild our ability to sense hunger and fullness, but also make it difficult to honor our body's hunger cues and subsequent fullness cues. Mainly busy schedules, overly active schedules, and a history of disordered eating or restrictive eating are the three most common reasons for why dancers can truly struggle with relying fully on physical hunger cues to fuel their bodies. So, within this work comes the discussion of food journaling or food tracking. And that's really what I want to cover today in regards to whether or not this tool can be helpful, and if it is, how can it be the most supportive for a dancer? First, let's just clarify, there's actually a major difference between food tracking and food journaling. First, I want to decipher between a couple different tools here because many times things get thrown into the mix, like meal planning or food tracking or food journaling. Meal planning involves setting aside some time to plan ahead for your few days or for your week. Usually, it involves planning a week of meals and snacks for yourself. It can be very helpful to ensure that certain foods and ingredients are available to you, especially if your weeks get busier and harder to necessarily have so much time in the kitchen to even think about what you're eating. Meal planning can also help with budgeting purposes, planning ahead for leftovers, also making recipes in batches can help to save costs and prevent food waste down the road. Now, food journaling, on the other hand, this is different than meal planning. Food journaling involves any extent of tracking what you're eating, maybe when you're eating. And for some, it can even involve tracking how much you're eating at a certain time. Food journals can vary, but some include calorie counts, macro counts, point counting. Others might include tracking some patterns like emotional states or the potential for any stomach discomfort that might be connected to a certain eating time or eating item. So let's focus this conversation on food journaling, because I've discussed within previous episodes meal planning and how dancers can benefit from it. Food journaling. Journaling some experiences, specifically emotional states around eating, can actually serve as a very helpful tool for dancers looking to heal their relationships with food. A food and mood journal can be a very supportive but temporary tool that dancers can utilize in their work of learning how to identify hunger cues, and even while they're eating, utilizing it to tap into mindful eating behaviors and to ultimately identify those comfortable fullness cues as well. But remember, dancer diet culture is still a very slippery slope. And if you haven't quite yet rejected the dieting mentality, then you could risk using a food journal in a very negative way. And this is often where we see it just become a bit more obsessive, such as when dancers are including calorie counts and macro counting in their food journals. These are behaviors I wouldn't encourage. I want you to think of a food journal as a tool for exploration, not as a tool for solely just tracking. Exploration even helps us to identify potential patterns. This can be extra helpful for any dancers who might be struggling with some functional digestive disorders like constipation, bloat, or just overall stomach discomfort after eating and not quite understanding the root cause of it. Journaling a few days can help to identify if there are patterns, a common one being extended periods without eating any food, which could ultimately drive or exacerbate stomach discomfort down the road. I will say, for so many dancers, feeling the need or pressure to track or journal food intake can very much feel restrictive and limiting. And if this is the case for you, it's not going to be a tool I encourage, especially because most commonly what I see dancers do is track their food intake for the purpose of staying under a calorie target. And even for the purpose of avoiding certain foods and nutrients, some dancers might feel that this behavior might hold them accountable, when in fact it is just driving the restrictive mindset, the dieting mentality, and ultimately a super challenged relationship between you and food. If you are becoming very codependent on your meal journaling behaviors to even provide yourself with permission to eat certain foods or to compensate for having foods you've already eaten or planning for foods that you're going to eat, then you're likely not utilizing this tool in the best way. As I mentioned earlier, the best way that we can utilize food journaling is as a temporary tool for exploration, exploring the potential for mindful eating techniques around food, the potential for our mood shifts or emotional behaviors around food, how we can better identify comfortable hunger and comfortable fullness cues while eating, and ultimately just building more body attunement and self-trust at mealtimes. So early on in the process of healing your relationship with food, food journaling can definitely function to help you reconnect to your intuitive cues of hunger, fullness, and even satisfaction. For some dancers, having a very flexible eating routine throughout their day can also help with that accountability for achieving baseline nourishment. But keep in mind that this should be used for hitting a minimum baseline, not a maximum target goal, the latter driving a more restrictive mindset around food. As I mentioned earlier, we can also utilize food journals to help identify patterns in how we feel while eating or after eating. But if you are using a food journal for this work, for this type of exploration, I do encourage that it be alongside the work of a registered dietitian nutritionist who can help you to identify patterns and, if needed, make any suggested replacements for foods that could be causing digestive discomfort. Because remember, eliminating any one type of food or food group can be detrimental for a dancer. especially for a dancer who is working towards healing their relationship with food. If you are considering a food journal, then within your exploration, I do want you to ask yourself, is my focus on adding or taking away certain foods? If the goal is to ensure that you are eating enough throughout your day, then yeah, a food journal can be quite helpful. But if your goal is to ensure that you are not eating too much throughout your day, then again, you're utilizing this tool in a more limiting type of way, limiting you around food and therefore driving that mindset of scarcity, which ultimately can drive you to that pendulum of extremes from feeling super in control around your food choices to eventually feeling super out of control around your food choices. In the work that I do with dancers within the Healthy Dancer, we often use a food and mood journal to help us identify patterns in our flexible eating routines as we simultaneously introduce tools like food flexibility, gentle nutrition, and even compassionate curiosity in our daily food choices. If you are interested in starting a journaling practice around your meals and snacks, then I highly encourage you first reach out. A registered dietitian, nutritionist like myself would be your go-to support, especially to ensure that your behaviors and habits around food and nutrition are actually supporting you and not driving you to feel restricted and limited at mealtimes. You know where to find me. If you have questions, don't hesitate to reach out. Until next time, I'll talk to you soon.